The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 45. Appearances aren't everything. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 45.
大成若缺, 其用不弊, 大盈若冲, 其用不穷, 大直若屈, 大巧若拙, 大辩若讷.
Great perfection seems complete. Its use never expires. Great abundance seems empty. Its use is inexhaustible. Great straightness seems crooked. Great agility seems awkward. Great eloquence seems tongue-tied.
静胜燥, 寒胜热, 清静为天下正.
Stillness overcomes restlessness. Cold overcomes heat. Tranquility sets the benchmark for the world. Lao Tzu in this verse starts by giving us a list of things which are not what they seem. He's doing this to highlight that we often have a flawed view of what we see, maybe because we choose to see things that way. But then we take the risk of taking action based on incorrect facts and information. In so doing, we may miss the point of something. So, great perfection we may regard as a finished and finite thing, but in fact, the wonder of it is that it is endless. By taking our limited view, we miss the point. Likewise, with great abundance, great straightness, great agility, and great eloquence, they are complete. We need seek nothing better. In the last few lines, Lao Tzu implores us to respect the concept of balance. If we are restless, then we should be still. Maybe we are too hot, then cool yourself down. The world prefers tranquility and for nature to take its course. Are we in the company of the world's first environmental campaigner, 2,000 years before it became fashionable? Maybe. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.